Civilians from the Syrian towns of Kafraya and Fua'a were evacuated in December following a truce agreement signed between the government and militants in September. Some of the evacuees have shared stories of their suffering and the journey out of the conflict zone with Press TV's Zahra Al-Darsi.
Amputated legs, blindness, and serious injuries symbolize the suffering of people from the Syrian villages of Kafraya and Fua'a besieged by militants in Idlib. Civilians there were evacuated in December based on the Badani truce agreement. They told Press TV about their ordeal and the dire humanitarian situation there, the hunger, as well as the evacuation journey to the Turkish borders.
When we were leaving Kafraya, militants did a street checking to terrify us and provoked us. They also terrified our children.
Convoys delivered aid to Fua'a and Kafraya, but they are not enough. Militants used to rob the essential materials of these convoys, but this time they didn't because of the strict implementation of aid delivery.
We appeal to the United Nations and all the humanitarian organizations to stop the siege of our villages.
A first aid clinic was set up where the evacuated people were taken to check different health cases, including malnutrition, which reached advanced stages as a result of the blockade.
We are here for emergency cases. Most of the cases are neurological damage and amputations due to lack of health care, and all of the evacuated have malnutrition cases.
Humanitarian crises are looming in Kafraya and Fua'a while the truce agreement is about to end next month. A new evacuation process is now needed to help ease suffering under militants' repeated violations of the ceasefire agreement that was reached in September. These injured and evacuated civilians from Kafraya and Fua'a are best evidence of the people suffering and the miserable situations there. But despite all this, UN aid workers still refuse to check out on their health conditions as they have been under siege for months by militants. From Sayyida Zainab Town in Damascus countryside, Zahra Al-Darsi, Press TV.